In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists, what will Barack Obama apologize for next? But first, let me tell you all that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and CSX, whose trains can move a ton of freight 423 miles on just 1 gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves. The Pajamagram Company, offering women's pajamas delivered overnight and on Valentine's Day in a gift hat box at pajamagram.com. And the George Lucas Educational Foundation and Edutopia, your sources for what works in education. Learn more at edutopia.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks. Our stage manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Alethea Lang. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Our technical directors are Lorna White and Robert Newhouse. Other engineers include Lester Larchik and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Emily Ecton. And Devin Robbins, the senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what will Obama apologize for next? Charlie Pierce.
President Obama will apologize for not being a bullet-headed know-nothing from a godforsaken subdivision, but says if we want to, we can call him O the Plumber.
Kerry O'Connor.
He's going to have to apologize to Michelle for not getting her a pajamagram.
And Adam Felber.
He'll have to apologize after Republicans express outrage over the revelation that this year has one less day in it than the last. Where did it go, Mr. Obama?
Well, if President Obama apologizes for any of those things, panel, we'll ask you about it. On Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Charlie Pierce, Kerry O'Connor, and Adam Felber. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.